From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The U.S. and Cuba restored full diplomatic relations just after 12 a.m. today. Within hours, the Cuban flag was raised at the U.S. State Department alongside flags of other countries with diplomatic relations with the U.S. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will formally receive his Cuban counterpart, Rodriguez Paria, later today. The historic diplomatic shift comes 54 years after a diplomatic break occurred during U.S. President John Kennedy's administration. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Israel meeting with regional allies about the international nuclear deal with Iran. Carter met today with Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon after the two traveled to northern Israel to review the situation in the Lebanese border area. He will meet tomorrow with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who staunchly opposes the deal, calling it an historic mistake. Here in Washington, Secretary of State John Kerry reiterated the Obama administration's position the deal with Iran was the right thing to do.
We're prepared to test whether or not they're prepared to change their relationship in the region. And we certainly, I think it would be diplomatic malpractice if we didn't keep our doors open to possibilities.
After Israel, Secretary Carter goes to Saudi Arabia for talks with King Salman, as well as the defense chief, Mohammed bin Salman, and travels to Jordan later this week. The UN Security Council is scheduling a vote for today on a resolution endorsing the Iran nuclear deal. President Barack Obama is hosting Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House today for a meeting on the threat posed by Boko Haram militants expected to top the agenda. The four-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first to Washington since being elected in March and taking office in May in a rare peaceful transition in Nigeria. This is VOA News. Police in southeastern Afghanistan say American helicopters bombed a security outpost today, killing at least eight Afghan soldiers and wounding several others in what appears to be one of the so-called friendly fire incidents. The deadly incident occurred in the Baraki Barak district of Logar province, 50 kilometers east of the national capital of Kabul. U.S. officials say they're aware of the incident and an investigation is underway but had no further comment thus far. Taiwanese voters next year are all but certain to elect a woman as their next president. The ruling Nationalist Party on Sunday picked Taiwan's deputy legislative speaker and a former teacher as their candidate. She will run against the chief opposition party's chairwoman. Ralph Jennings reports from Taipei.
The Taiwan ruling Nationalist Party's first female presidential nominee will compete in the January 2016 election with a woman picked earlier this year by the chief opposition party. The opposition Democratic Progressive Party candidate Tsai Ing-wen ran for the office in 2012, but against the man who is today's president, Ma Ying-jeou. She is running now against the deputy speaker of parliament, Hong Xiu-ju. Women have become heads of state in India and South Korea, among other Asian countries, but never in Taiwan. Philip Yang, spokesman for the Nationalist Candidates Campaign, said Taiwan stands out already because two women are competing. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
Executives from Japan's Mitsubishi Corporation offered a historic personal apology for the company's use of American prisoners of war as forced labor during World War II. Mitsubishi executive Haikuru Kimura offered the apology to 94-year-old former POW James Murphy during a public ceremony in Los Angeles. And Mr. Murphy had this response.
I listened very carefully to Mr. Kimura's statement of apology and found it very, very sincere, humble, and revealing. And this happened to be the first time that we've heard those words, and they really touch you at the heart of the thing.
A total of 12,000 American prisoners of war were put into forced labor by the Japanese government and private companies during the war. Thousands of them died. Banks in cash-strapped Greece opened for the first time today in 3 weeks. Bank customers are going to be allowed to make a single withdrawal of $455 a week instead of just $65 in daily withdrawals. However, restrictions on cash transfers abroad will remain in place. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has again rejected proposals to write off part of Greece's debt. She said her government will show flexibility in new talks about how Greece structures its bailout payments. A lot of problems with the finances in that country. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.